Und
hey Juan.
Hi, is this John?
Yes, it is.
Hey John, this is Russell with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
You're with who?
Bank of Cardiff. C-A-R-D-I-F-F.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very busy here, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. But we actually are a private business bank, and just trying to see what kind of projects you have coming up that might require some funding. Maybe that's bringing on some new equipment or anything along those lines.
Well, I get about two people a week sitting there wanting to sit there pre-approved for, you know, anywhere from $100,000 to, you know, $250,000.
Yeah. So are you interested in maybe bringing on some new equipment and financing, or do you have any plans?
Well, here's the deal. Right now, if somebody comes up with 4% money on a signature loan for equipment, sign me up. My banker's doing one right now. So.
Okay. And what's the bank that you work through right now?
Bank of the West.
Bank of the West. Okay, and you're currently working with them on doing some equipment financing.
Yeah. I got everything I got right now. Is I've been in business for 37 years.
Mm-hmm.
A plus with the Better Business Bureau. I got plenty of money in the bank.
Yeah.
And I'm working on growing. So now I just need somebody to sit there and I own a racetrack. I own some houses. I own a junkyard. I own other property, some rental stuff, whatever. I'm worth about $4 million fucking dollars.
Good to hear it.
So I am not a broke piece of shit.
Got it.
I don't have a lot of time and whatever, and I'm a rude, crude. I tell you what, if you know Donald Trump, he stole my act. You know Roddy Piper? I was Roddy Piper before he was even famous. I'm not politically correct. I wear bib overalls and I drive a piece of shit.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
You know, I'm honest. You know, and I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay. All right. Well, then here's my question for you, John. If you could bring on some equipment right now, is that what you would want to do?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're currently working through the Bank of the West at the moment. Are they getting you what you're asking for?
They're just slow. You know what I'm saying? They're like every other bank or whatever. You know, I've had a couple banks and they're all conservative, whatever. So then the Bank of the West, whatever. I got a house right across from racetrack that I own, 6,000 square feet with a garage.
Yeah.
A 20-acre lake on 20 acres of dirt. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
And then here we got Obama and their little bullshit. You know, I couldn't get a fucking mortgage on this goddamn place. It's because, well, we don't know how to appraise it.
Big old piece of dirt, man. That's what it was.
Well, it was, you know, I says, well, let's see now. A 6,000 square foot house, 36 of it is house, the rest of it's garage. Okay, it's a pole barn house. Okay, now it's got big wide woodwork in it, not little shit, but big wide work. It's got a goddamn probably 16 foot kitchen marble deal, you know,
mm-hmm.
countertop, whatever. You know, I mean, it's got floor heat. It's got a heat pump. It's got a regular furnace in it. You know, I got a 20-acre lake. You know, and they couldn't appraise the son of a bitch. You know, well, we got nothing in that area. Well, that's bullshit because I know a house out probably 5-6 miles from me built another pole barn house. So you tell me that you couldn't appraise it, and you know you're only allowed one appraisal.
Really?
Oh, yeah. the federal government, yeah, oh, yeah, this is another one of these bullshit deals, you know what I'm saying? So I sit there and say, well, that's fine, whatever. I'd sit there and put it on my line of credit.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And I finished the house up, whatever. So, you know, and I think I owe about, on my total everything, I owe about $400,000.
Yeah.
On $4 million.
Well, and that's the tough thing, too, is because I know from, you know, my parents have a place up in Northern California area. They've got a 12-acre pond, you know, it's, you know, on a total of, you know, not even, I think the whole piece of land is about 12 acres. They've got an acre-sized pond. But that's the thing, you know, it's all relative to other things that are near it that have been sold just to have kind of that relative pricing. And so you kind of sound like you have a decent amount of space to yourself, so that's why it can make that a little difficult.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want anybody around me, because I, you know.
Hey, so that's nothing wrong, you know, with that, though.
You know, I own the racetrack across the street, which is, you know, 205 acres. I got a partner.
What gets raced on that?
Pardon?
What gets raced on that? What kind of vehicles?
Oh, I got a drag strip, and I got a road course.
Oh, nice. That sounds like fun.
But it's, you know, we're turning around, whatever, you know, I'm just, you know, hey, I was a poor when I started, you know, so, you know, I got a little bit, whatever, and I, you know.
Made sure to have a little fun with it, right?
Well, I'm going to settle down, you know, I'm going to turn 60 here in a couple of years, and then, you know, I got to do something, but, you know, I got my kids, whatever, working for me, and you know, we got, like, roll off, and we buy scrap metal, and I have a transfer
mm-hmm.
station. And I also, you know, hooked up with a landfill that's, you know, 25-year contract with them. So
yeah,
I'm, you know, put this way, and you know, I've got a Harley, I've got race cars, I got.
Oh, what kind of Harley do you have?
Shit, I couldn't tell you. I think it's anniversary, whatever.
Oh,
I don't
know. Gotcha.
I used to have some Corvettes and whatever, and a cop come down there since you know own a salvage yard, you know, and you don't know what your Corvette is? No, because you know how many vehicles I've got.
Huh?
I got a lot.
That's a good answer.
I got five track hose, three articulating loaders, a couple straight loaders. I got bobcats. I got forklifts. I got five tractor trailers. I got 10 trailers, you know.
Yeah.
I got more stuff than more construction companies got, and I'm just a junk man.
Yeah, you sound like you got a half a million plus just in vehicles there. If
oh,
not
yeah,
more.
You know, I mean, and then we're building our own hook trucks right now. I mean, you know, I've already designed them. I've been in the business such a long time, so I build my own ones now. We put all our trucks together and stuff like that. So right now I just had 150 boxes, roll-off boxes built.
Got it.
They're all paid for. Well, a roll-off box is anywhere from about $4,000 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just do the math. Right now I got over 300 of these boxes, or if not 350, I don't know, somewhere around there. So at $2,000 a box.
Oh, wow.
For an average, $2,000 a box. And say there's only 300 of them. Do the math. That's just in trash boxes that I own. Not counting the five or six hook trucks I got. Not counting on the other company that I own that, you know, that does roll-off containers, too.
Wow.
You know.
That's quite a bit of money in boxes right there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I can play with waste management, and I can sit
mm-hmm.
there and, you know, whatever. So it don't make no difference. Now, if you can do something like that, you know, because right now my old lady, you know, we're a little short on help, and I've had everybody. My worst year of my life is this year.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I've had about five people that are really close and family members die.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
One of my lawyers have died just recently.
Wow.
You know, they just burned a house that I had down there on some property down there just 2 days ago.
No way.
You know, but we're working on an apartment complex on this 8 to 10 acres I own down there, which is going to be worth about $1 million.
Got it.
And it's all paid for. So, just that's who I am. So if you can come up with 4%, you know, on a signature loan, or I even, No, even, you know, I mean, if you want some titles to some stuff, that's fine, too. If you can do that, you know, like I say, I've been in business for 37 years, you know, and I can, you know, give you a short deal because everybody wants, well, we need financials. We need
all right, well, here's my thing. I got a few questions for you now, John. You know, one of the first one is, what kind of piece of equipment are you currently working with Bank of the West trying to finance?
Right now, we're just going to be buying some more boxes and trucks, hook trucks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so how long have you been working through Bank of the West trying to get an answer on that?
Oh, he's been my banker for a long time, and I've got some. I bought my other company off. It's Quick Dump, which is another deal. And see, I used my house for collateral
mm-hmm.
for the junkyard.
Got it.
Which I don't care. You know why? Because I'm not even if I go broke.
Because you're not going to default.
I'm never going to lose my house because I own too much property.
Yeah.
You know, I own all kinds of property, and like I say, it is what it is. You know, and everybody, oh, I need this, I need that. Well, I don't got time. I really
yeah.
don't. Because I get in the mail all the time that I'm pre-approved.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? All I got to do
yeah,
is
yeah.
sign the bottom line. Well, I'm not doing that because I'm not going to be paying, 6%. I ain't going to happen. Now you come up 400. You got 4% money. Now you know something. We're going to talk. Otherwise, hey, have a good day. I really don't care because I'm gonna get anywhere from quarter to $500,000 from Bank of the West. You know,
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Okay, John.
I don't even need that money right now.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't
so
even
that...
need that money. But now Trump's in here. Guess what happens? I'm going to go that next bar, and then I'm going to send this over to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Once I set everything up in motion, Ray Charles could make this thing work, and he don't have to see shit.
All right, so John, okay, so if me and you were to have some business start working together here, and I was able to get you the rates you're looking for, what kind of equipment? Is it going to be still those trucks and boxes?
Service trucks and boxes, yep.
Okay, and how soon could you take advantage of those and actually start turning, a revenue with those? How soon could you actually make something happen with those?
Well, right now it's wintertime, so our business slows down.
Okay.
Okay, so right now I got boxes right now, but I'm retrofitting my other ones, and all my boxes are all metal, okay?
Okay.
My
so do you have
company,
an expected time frame? Do you have an expected time frame of when you would want these new vehicles and new pieces of equipment, working for you?
I'm gonna have all this stuff done before spring.
Okay. Well, here's what I can do for you. I can shoot you over an email right now with my personal contact information, and we can get in touch within the next month or so. But, are you expecting a definitive rate to be told to you from these, different banks that you're looking for and have that, be a promised definitive rate before they actually get you approved?
Yeah, it's going to happen. That right now, he's already told me that it's going to be 3.97, basically
mm-hmm.
4%.
But is that because Bank of the West is who you also bank with? Do they already have all of your money? Is that who you put your bank with?
Yeah, who I bank with. I mean,
So they're graciously giving you that 3.9%, giving you the money that you already put in their bank, right? They're just holding on to it, and they're letting, they're allowing you to have it back a little bit at that rate.
Well, no. I carry a large bank balance in my checking account.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's why they're able to give you that rate and promise you that is because they know exactly what your actions are. They're seeing what you're doing. They're seeing what you're spending.
He knows, like I say, he's the one that come up with about $4 million what I'm worth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's
aware of that. He's seeing all of your transactions. He understands how much money you have in the bank, and that's why they're going to be able to tell you that 3.9%. They completely understand what your net worth, what you're doing and all of your transactions, whereas in our case, we're going to have to be able to look at a few things before we can actually pull up a rate.
Well, give me what you want as long as it's not too much. The deal because right now the racetrack's done right now.
Mm-hmm.
My old lady, it's a one-man show because I stole nobody wants to work in this goddamn
yeah
company. That's my biggest problem right
yeah.
now. I stole her,
it's like France,
her
right?
I sold her help
mm-hmm.
and I used her to my counter because my counter girl had stage 4 pancreatic cancer. She's deathbed right now. So like I say, this has been the worst year of my goddamn
life. I know. I'm sorry to hear that, John.
58 years old, and out of 58 years, this is the worst, you know. My goddamn son-in-law, kid died. I brought the, you know, lived with this, you know, kid for, you know, since he was 10, you know, and died at 21. You know, my sister's goddamn daughter's husband, you know, got hit by a semi and died.
Oh, no.
I mean, I could keep going on, and it's just, you know, like, I really don't give a shit.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry to hear that all, but,
I've had a lot of bad deals, and cut to the short, I don't do emails, I'm a dinosaur.
Yeah, okay, so are you more of a fax guy then, if I were to fax things over here?
Well, I don't know if I got my fax machine working right now, but I tell you what, hang on one second here.
Okay.
Let's see here.
So just so I can give you a breakdown of the process.
Yeah, email. Here. I'll give you two emails.
Okay.
A1 billing, NE, at gmail.com.
Okay.
And the other one is A1 containers, plural, S, the number 4, the letter U, at AOL.com.
Okay, so the first one is A1BillingNE at gmail.com.
Yep.
And then the next one is A1Containers4U at AOL.com.
Yep. The first one's gmail.com.
Yeah, first one's Gmail.
Okay, I'm hard of hearing, so that's
So A1Billing is Gmail, and then AOL is the Containers4U.
Right. Yeah, send me the stuff there. We'll take a look at it, and if it's a quick, easy deal, fine. Because, like I say, it's just a matter of time. I just, I'm running around like a raped chicken right now because of summertime. You know that rooster's getting real goddamn close.
Yeah.
You know? Now winter's slowing down. Guess what happens? See, I've been walking around for 2 years without my knee, and I'm getting a new knee put in this winter. I don't get shit.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, though. You know, get back up in there.
But the bottom line is, I gotta make sure that I got everything running. Mm. You know, because I can't. I'm a hands-on guy.
Yeah. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna shoot you over that application right now for our process, and it is a half-page application. And then we do require 6 months of your bank statements as well as your most recent tax return. So because we kind of do need to get that information going to really see what kind of rate we can qualify you for.
Yeah, she should be have most of that stuff there. Because, like I say, I had a couple of guys. I said, you know, something? I says, you know, right now between the racetrack and all that other bullshit, and she's just, I'm just short on some help. I'm short on drivers. I'm short on a lot of things. So,
all right.
Send that stuff over. And then I'll sit there and run it out there. But, you know, but bottom line is, if you can't do at least 4%, don't waste your time. You know what I'm saying?
Well, at least what we can do is try and get you approved and figure out a rate. And from there, we can either decide to work together, and if not, then so be it. And all we got to do is just go through the process and see what we can get you qualified for.
Okie doke.
All right. Hey, John, should I give you another call tomorrow afternoon and just see where things are at?
No.
All right.
Tomorrow, I got a busy day tomorrow. Tomorrow's my goddamn birthday, so
get out. Oh, well, happy birthday, John.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. I'll give you a call Monday then. How's that sound?
All right.
All right, have a good one, John.